This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
He is near to us. These are the words that we will hear in the closing hymn, Alleluia, Sing to Jesus, verse 2. He is near us. These words struck me as I was preparing for Mass today, because one of the commentaries that I was reading mentioned that right before the verses that we hear from St. Paul today, it reads, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I say again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near." It is after these words, "The Lord is near," that we hear, "Have no anxiety at all." This clearly means that the people of Philippi, there was something that was causing them to be anxious. And rather than be anxious about something, Paul calls us to turn to God in prayer. This does not mean that the circumstances that cause us to be anxious will disappear or like magic will be gone. Rather, it is the openness to God in prayer that will help us live and bear through the anxious and tough times. But there are times when God gives us other means to help us with our anxiety besides prayer. I want to share with you a story. When my father, which many of you know, has passed away, when he suffered a brain injury, we were in San Antonio, Texas, at a rehab center specializing in brain injury. And one night, I was there praying, and I said, "God, I need you to give me a sign that some reason why this happened." And then it probably was about 2 days later, a couple that my family and I became friends with, their names were John and Irene. Irene and John were two people that one day helped a car that was abandoned on the side of the road and helped them with changing their tire. In the meantime, while they were changing the tire, another car came and actually hit both of them. And so they were at the rehab center because they were recovering from their injury. Irene recovered a lot quicker than John did. John was still in a wheelchair and was not able to function, was not able to stand. And it was at meals that my father and John became friends. And one day, Irene said, "I'd like to talk to you." She had known that I was studying to be a priest and just thought that I could help. And so the next day, my sister and I went to go and talk to Irene in her room without John being there. And she said that, "I'm feeling anxious and depressed. And my doctor says that I should take some medication, but I don't want to take it because then that means I am not trusting in God, that I don't have faith in God." At that moment, I revealed to her that I too take medication for my anxiety and my depression. And I told her, "If that medication will help you be more present and loving and caring to your husband, John, then how can that be bad? How can that mean that you're not trusting in God?" And I share that because the next day, she sent me a card that I still have in my room that said, "Thank you for our conversation yesterday. It feels like a burden has been lifted from my soul." And all I did was tell her my experience of suffering from the same thing. I share that because the anxiety that we hear about today, that sometimes anxiety does not just go away with prayer. but God gives us other means to help us. We can use the help of science and medicine as conjunction with religion and prayer. Now back to talking about prayer. Our prayer, when we are anxious, Paul says it's to be offered in thanksgiving. No matter what our circumstances are, there will always be something to be grateful for. Paul promises the Philippians this: if they surrender their anxiety in the favor of thankfulness, they will know the peace that God only can give. This peace does not refer to just no violence, but as a gift of God's wholeness, the peace that surpasses all understanding. One thing I forgot to mention about the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians is that Paul is writing this while he's in jail. He is awaiting his own death, and he's able to write to these people, have no anxiety at all. I'd be pretty anxious if I was in jail and I was going to be killed. I would have a lot of anxiety. And yet, he's telling them, have no anxiety at all. Paul could say this because he believed that he truly was not alone, that God was with him even while he was in prison. I started this homily by talking about the closing hymn, Alleluia, Sing to Jesus, and the line, He is near us. But before that, the song says, not as orphans are we left in sorrow now. Alleluia, He is near us. Know that He is near each of you. No matter where you are in your life, no matter how connected you feel to God, how disconnected you feel to God, how much you feel connected to the church, how alienated you may feel from the church, God is near each of you. We are promised that. We are given that today in the scriptures, that we'll be given the peace beyond understanding when we trust and know that God is near us. So may you know that wherever you are, whoever you feel, God is near each of you.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit AssumptionSYR.org.